Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You see that I couldn't look away. I don't know where I'm going. It's a journey, not a race. It's been coming for so long, honey, I can't wait. And as desperate as it may seem, there's a place somewhere for you, for me. Hold your breath for me.
Well, I tell you what.
What's that, man?
Dude, tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Dude, I had plans to do a lot of things today. I didn't get any of them done. Wound up staying out super late last night. I did go to Blues Night.
Yeah. Open up about that.
Hal and Mal's. Yeah. That was cool. That was really, actually really cool.
Dude, I love how Mark forgets that I have a regular job.
Yeah, a real job. Well, I do too, just mine's kind of slow right now.
Mark, he texts me at like 2 in the afternoon. He said, hey, I'm about to go pick up John. Get on out here, and you can go too. We're going to Jackson. Dude, but what's stupid was like just a few text messages before that.
Yeah.
He asked if like I wanted to jam. I was like,
yeah.
You know, I'd love to, but I'm at work.
Yeah.
How long does that last? Till 5? And then it's like 30 minutes later, hey, we're about to go to Jackson. You want to go? It's like, I just can't walk out of work. And it'd be nice.
Oh, man. Everybody can just walk. I'll be back tomorrow.
I mean, I probably could have, but it was just really bad timing because that was a day where we had to get everything out.
Oh, had to do all your stuff.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, we went to Jackson, had a pretty good time. I ate some good food.
Where'd y'all go?
Just Martin's is right across the street from Hal and Mal's.
So y'all was in the main downtown.
Downtown. Did hear some shots while I was in Jackson.
Yeah, dude. How else? Pop, pop, pop. How else would it be?
I know. Where would you go?
Well,
it
didn't feel right if it wasn't that way.
I saw somebody drive the wrong way down one way.
Oh, dude. Classics. Like me going down Catfish Alley after I'm leaving somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it goes. I remember him. Oh, dude. We were standing there in the parking lot watching them, you know, after the bars closed and everything.
So you kind of got to meet, like, Mark and his crew from Jackson?
Yeah, I got to hang out with some of
them. I've been
wanting
to go down there and meet those boys, man. Hey, girls.
Pretty fun to hang out with. I had a good time.
Well, I know Mark's a good time, you know.
For sure, man. But, yeah, today I had plans to get, had high ambitions to get all these things done. And I didn't do any of them. I slept.
Truth be told, on this Valentine's Day, there was a hostage situation at, like, the Dirt Sheep.
Good thing I wasn't out. So you know, that's where
saying.
I was planning on getting
it's
my
like, maybe,
Valentine's
maybe
gift.
Your greatest inhibition on this Valentine's Day was that you had no craps to give.
Yeah, none. Not a single one.
And so whatever you aspired to do at that time, it just wouldn't go happen.
And then this morning, we were on the way back. I don't know if you've driven back from Jackson in a while.
Which, did y'all come straight up?
55. We drove 55 the whole way. And
boring.
Boring.
There ain't nothing to look at.
No, man, we saw some deer.
What's crazy, if 82 is more entertaining than you, that road has an issue, man.
Dude, seriously.
Because at least 82's got, like, you could remember between Winona and Eupora, the tornado came through.
Yeah, and you could at least look at the damage.
No, not only that. It threw a flat-bottom boat, like 12 feet in the air, into a pine tree to make it look like it was like some redneck took a flat-bottom boat and made a shooting stand.
That's entertainment.
And so the first time I saw it, because I was riding with a friend of mine. He's like, up here, there's some old tornado damage, and you'll see where a flat-bottom boat got slung into a tree. And I was like, dude, I've seen that. I thought some redneck did that. And he was like, a redneck wishes he thought about that. And I was like, come on now. Where there's ingenuity, there's a way. And those are some of the most ingenuitous people out there. Now, granted, a lot of times it backfires on them, and their inventions kind of backfire. But I have seen some very cool inventions in my day. Like, I saw a guy built an elevator in his barn. So he had this lift, and it went up on, like, it's not like a chain. It was run by what he would hook a DeWalt drill up to.
Okay.
And it was hooked to a boat. And that boat controlled, like, imagine like a pulley system. And so if you go counterclockwise, yeah, you come down clockwise, it'd take you up. It'd take you up to the loft.
All right.
And he had the same rig on the other side to where when you were up there, you know, to get yourself down. But typically, you know, you would have somebody putting you up and down because it's kind of strange. how it's set. But
yeah, it's
a little ingenuity there.
I mean,
you ever seen anything cool in somebody's house? Be like, wow, dude. You ever been in somebody's house and they had an elevator?
No, I haven't. I have seen one of those stair chairs.
Oh, yeah.
In real life. I've seen one of those.
The stair chairs, yeah. What about, like, have you ever went into someone's home? Like, I pay attention to the artwork and just seen some, like
next level shit.
Just to where you know that was expensive. Like, holy shit, that's a Leonardo da Vinci. You know what I'm saying? Now, technically, it's not, but you can tell it came from, like, the 1860s or, you know, whatever else. And it's got some... That thing was painted back in the Renaissance.
When I was working in Memphis, man, you got to see a lot of shit like that.
That's right. That first gig you had, you were installing windows?
Window screens and screening porches.
I tell you this, has anyone, like, my old boss at probably my second job at the truck stop there in Millport, he used to call me a window licker. You ever been called a window licker? Now, it's a different way of putting a different term that starts with an R, but a great joke to add on with, like, what you were doing is, do all windows taste the same? I would argue no.
No, I don't think they do. I mean, you got to think about if they've been sitting there. Let's say those windows been sitting there for 20 years.
Oh.
That's got a little patina on it.
A little patina.
Gonna taste a little different than
both sides. And so it's almost, is the grass greener on the other side? No, but I know the window tastes different on the other side.
I know that window tastes different.
Yeah, dude.
That's a fact, man. We got some exciting news in the mail.
Hang on before you do that.
Flash horizon. We simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I... the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. It's an off the deep end. How long are we going to carry this on for? Is it off the deep end or is it just...
It's just... I don't know. We ain't come up with anything new yet.
Let me see what number we're on. This might be the last. Let's end on like a 55 or something. Let's end on like something even. Or if you want to end on like a 53 or some weird
just
crap.
Wherever we are. We'll just see. Yeah. We'll just see. And then we'll decide wherever we are.
We're unofficially killing off the deep end. And it's just going to turn into
something else.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We'll do something.
What are we just tired of it?
It's just, you know, we've almost went as far as we could go. Reality has become so strange. There's no need in talking of conspiracy much.
God, dog. You know, since we started doing this show, Porch Talk's about 5 years old, boys and girls. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
In August.
Yeah, August, yeah.
Whatever. It won't be long. This is the 435th episode. Yeah. Won't be long. We'll be hitting 500 episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, thank y'all so much for listening. As some of you know who listen to audio only, which now you can go to the YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com/@porchtalk_101. That'll direct you to... But we have... The show's become monetized to where there's a pre-row, a mid-row, and a post-row. There's ads. And so, like, we've been monetized with that. But now, to what John was saying... was
packages.
We received some packages in the mail, guys. And so the official kick pink came it's tough words, baby. English language. There's a train in the background. You're on your A game, baby. But yeah, so we got some packages in the mail. We have officially been sponsored by the number one men's grooming company in the world, as far as I know it.
Yeah, I would say number one in the world.
And so they were kind enough to send us some packages. They told us not to talk about it until we've tried the packages. I've tried some of the products. You've tried some of the products. We're still making our way through it. We're still, because they want an honest opinion.
Yeah.
You know, this is not something Manscaped, you know, they'll give us some prompts, but yeah, the freedom is totally up to us to what we say.
Yeah. So I want to give you an informed opinion.
But as them being a sponsor, obviously I'm probably going to be partial to them. Also because I've used the product and... Well, dude, I've been using a wall trimmer for my beard and pubes, two different ones, for a long time.
I've been using the same one.
Yeah.
Same one, yeah.
And so I was really excited about what I got in the mail.
Yeah.
Because it is supremely better. And that is my early review because, as you can see, my beard is gone.
Your beard is gone.
I trimmed that thing up. And I practiced on the way down because the thing about that hedge trimmer is at the ease of the thumb...
You
control the guard. It's got like 10 variables.
Okay.
And so like I worked each one down and kind of figured out how to cut with it and how to work it. Because everybody's hair is a little different.
Yep.
But yeah, good experience on that.
Yeah, I'm excited to use the rest of the products, man.
Yeah, so I mean that's all. Just give you a little taste. If you use the promo code word Porch Talk, that'll get you 20% off. And this is not the official ad, but we were pretty excited about
this. Yeah, I was excited. Yeah, I was like, holy shit, dude, I got some packages in the mail. It was sitting outside my door when I got back from Jackson.
Nice. And so yeah, shout out.
Yeah.
Manscaped.
Yeah. Fast shipping.
Yeah. They didn't mess around, dude.
They did not, man. We were thinking, what, the 17th?
Yeah, I mean, because that's what they put in the program. So, yeah. I mean, the packages got here and, like, almost... Your mail's stupid, but like I got my package on Saturday.
Yeah,
I almost had like almost an entire week before everything's official and it airs. And because your mail just doesn't work.
Yeah,
I mean you got a few days late. So,
hey, it comes in a small mail truck.
It comes on a short bus.
It comes on the short. That's what I was hitting at.
But, yeah, so shout out to Manscaped. Thank you so much for sponsoring. So not tomorrow's episode that I'm doing with Frenchie, my favorite French guitar blues player, is coming back on the show tomorrow. But with the following episode with none other than Monk, that'll probably be our first official ad. So
yeah. How's he doing?
But he's getting better and better every day. He's up there. He's coming up that hill.
Good, good.
He's coming up that hill, man.
That's a good thing, man. I'm glad to hear it. He was down and out for a while, man.
Yeah, you know I was legit. I was worried about him because you know the thing they say about strokes is like there's a 6 month period.
Yeah.
To where, typically, if you're gonna get like 100% back or 80% back or whatever you're going to get back, you have that much time to work into.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I know that that's probably truer when it gets to be an older in life, but I mean, Monk's a fairly young fella, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's not an old guy.
You know, it's like late 40s, you know, 46, something like that. So, I mean, I figured he had more time because my dad suffered a stroke, and he didn't get most of his mobility back. It took him almost 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
And so it's different for everybody, so you can't really just throw the flag out there.
And some people you can't even have had a stroke, you can't even tell they've ever had one.
Ain't that And I was like, just luck of the draw, you just right place, right time and got immediate help because I mean think about some people who were like literally dead when they found and like maybe a vegetable.
Yeah.
Comatose a little while, brought back to life.
I mean that definitely happens, you know.
That's one thing I don't hope for myself, dude. Just like a loss of short-term memory. Would you rather lose your short-term or long-term?
I don't have that.
Hmm?
I don't have short-term memory.
So you've already lost it.
Yeah, it's gone.
I feel like that sometimes. I had a guy write me today on the Porch Talk Messenger.
Yeah.
And
he have nice things to say?
It was back January 18th, almost a month ago.
Okay.
And so, and I was reading the message, and thank God, like, it was a fairly early question.
Yeah.
Like, thankfully it wasn't, hey, are we still home for tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, so he was asking about the festival and, like, coming on the show as a musician from Jackson. So that'll be lined up soon, too. But I'll sometimes, like, be DMing and setting things up. And either I'll fall asleep or get busy doing something else and never finish the conversation.
Yep.
And they never check back in and be like, hey.
Hey, what's up?
Are we going to do this?
Are we doing this or what's up?
Right. And so short-term memory on that.
Yeah, no.
And then there's been emails to where, like, I missed a pretty big email from the publisher's group that Porch Talk goes through.
Yeah.
For a, it's a father-son duo in North California. And I set it up for a Monday.
Spaced on it.
Yep.
Damn, buddy.
I thought it was on Tuesday, and I went back and checked the email. And my publicist was like, just binging the email. But, dude, I was driving that day.
Yeah.
Only thing, I was chewing sunflower seeds and driving.
Yeah.
I get bad about that.
I got some friends that...
And older I get, like, well, but like, well, people like you and, like, to where we have some kind of a system.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. It just seems like, and I'm not saying that these are more important, but it's like new things that I've never done.
Mm.
It's kind of hard. Like, I guess I need to get a notebook or a reminder.
Yeah, you might need to get an assistant.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, you might need an assistant.
What's your favorite kind, dude? Let's shake it up.
It's assistant? Like, blonde?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, definitely a blonde one.
Yeah. Dude, oh, we could go so many ways. That would just be ridiculously silly and funny. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you should probably get an assistant. Or at least, like, start putting notes in your phone.
That is my assistant.
And, like, set, like, reminders.
Hey Siri. No,
don't say that whore's name right now.
Yeah, and start taking notes. I don't know. It's just, I guess that's another thing, is the podcast, like, grows. Like, sometimes it's just learning how to communicate in, like, more than just one way. Like, yeah. It's an email, it's a message, it's a phone call, it's a text, it's...
That's why you need to go text only. That's what, yeah.
Sometimes, like, there's a lot of people I don't have the phone number, I just talk to them through Messenger.
See, there's nothing wrong with that.
So sometimes I don't want a number. You know?
Yeah, sometimes I don't. Because you can trace people through their phone numbers.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
Life 360 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The ultimate stalker app.
Okay, so if you know somebody's number,
you can just put them in your family.
Get the fuck out of here. Yes.
Well, they have to accept it.
Ain't no way I'd accept that shit.
Well, I mean, think about it. Oh, they want to know that I'm safe all the time. No, they're just trying to figure out you ain't creeping on the side.
Damn, son.
Like, my little girl has it. She wants me to get it. I'm like, baby, you don't need to know where I'll be going.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I go into some shady situations sometimes, get involved in that.
So my nephew, he's about 12 now.
I'm sure he's on it.
No, I don't. No, he don't have a... He's got a tablet. He don't have a phone yet.
Okay. Good. Keep him away from that motherfucker.
And all his friends has got him right.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he wants one.
You know,
yeah.
You know, he's got to be asking mom and dad, like, every single
day. When
are
y'all going to give me a phone? If I do this, will you give me a phone? Can I do this for a month? Can you give me a phone?
That dude was talking to me. He's like, you need to talk to them for me about getting me a phone. And I was like, brother, I promise you don't want one.
You don't want one.
Like, that is like, you are in the best, like, we grew up with it. So we knew what it was like to not. It wasn't even a possibility, and then it went to the Nokia brick, to the BlackBerry smoke, to the Twitter, to
the BlackBerry smokes.
Yeah, you know, it's got the little ball. Yeah, I'm talking ball. About a Southern rock band.
Yeah,
it's got
you're talking about
ball.
Southern rock, dude.
Yeah, so, I mean, to the Androids and iPhones, man. And
yeah, now you got Google phones, Microsoft phones.
Now, granted, is it nice to walk around with a computer in your pocket? Yeah, it does help.
Yeah, sometimes. It does have its nice features.
And a lot of times, like, we just use it for the wrong reasons.
Absolutely.
But like you said about that 360 thing, it's like if we get to talking about what I'm doing and what I'm up to, it's like, yeah. It's not that it's shady. It's just like,
just kind of, I don't want you to know where I am all the time.
Yeah.
That's weird. Get away from
me. Yeah, I think it's kind of weird.
I like a little privacy, you know, just a slight little bit, whatever little bit, little straw I can grasp of privacy that we have left, I like to have it.
Because, and this is what it is for me, it's like, a lot of times I'll get off work, and like let's just say you had me dialed in, and I got home at 5:20 every day.
Yeah.
And then there was one day to where I got home at 7:46.
Where'd you go? What were you up to?
And if you had that life hack, what you would find was I was just like riding in circles on dirt roads.
Yeah.
Like a retard.
See, that would be me. I'd be like, you would see how many times I get lost, Zoe, and I don't want you to see that.
No, it's not that I'm lost. It's just that I just wanted to ride on a dirt road real slow
and around
get the hell away from everybody.
Yeah. Listen to some music.
Yeah.
Or not. Or just sit there in silence.
And the point is to not be found for a minute.
Yeah. Twerk. Yeah. Man, that's one thing that I've always wondered about is everybody talks about privacy, 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 and then you check in on social media.
Who does?
Well, you know, there's people that do that. I don't do that. But
I got to say it, and I don't see...
You don't see that much anymore.
Do you think... I don't think people go out like they used to.
I work in the out industry, so there's not as many people out as there used to
be. You still have your bar flies?
That's all you got.
You don't have... That's what I'm saying. Like, I've noticed that, like...
You don't have randos coming out
mm-hmm.
in the weeknights like you used to.
Yeah, it just seems like you got your... You know, your regular crowd. You don't really seem to grow.
Yeah, and there's no growing, there's no changing.
And that's one thing that I'm...
They just fall off. The bar flies fall off.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's what happens, man. I mean...
But I think, like, that's post-COVID, man. I think, like, people have kind of found that they'd rather just sit at home and watch the movie on Netflix or call up a few friends and watch UFC at their house or fucking cook hot dogs over the... fire in the backyard.
Yeah, just be...
I think people have, like, they become a little bit more tribal, maybe.
Maybe. They got their tribe now. Yeah. And that's cool. That's the way we should be.
But, I don't know. Maybe we're just older. And, you know, maybe the folks that we're used to seeing, our age is not out. Now, typically, you still got the odor. And you got the younger, but it's like a whole lot of times, like the younger don't really register with me. I don't even think about it.
25 or above. They're the only people I actually take in any kind of weight in what they say.
Yeah, dude, and it's crazy, like, looking at that. I mean, that's right, because we get these interns at work, and or even just being out and about is like, you can almost tell when someone is like from 18 to 24 and they're a male.
Yeah.
Like, dumb as shit.
Dumb.
And now, granted, like, a lot of them can really have their, well, you know, what their mama or their papa would say, he's really got his head screwed on right.
Yeah.
But, like, when you hear his ideas, it's like, Now, granted, he's probably going to get there.
Yeah.
But at the time, it's just like, damn, dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I couldn't imagine listening to my dumb ass.
That's what I was telling my mom the other day. Like, I'm like,
How dumb was I? Cause I never feel like I'm the smartest guy in the room.
Oh, I'm never the smartest guy in the room.
I'm looking at a poster of someone else, and I feel like they got something.
Yeah, they got something on me. That guy riding that motorcycle and that dead poster's got it figured out.
Yeah, it's like, man, I just don't have it.
Yeah, I don't have it. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's like I'll be sitting there listening to people talk, and I'm like, what are you even saying right now? And I'm like, have I gotten old? Is that what happened? Got old.
Yeah.
Had some crazy things happening in the news, man. Where?
Yeah.
We had some something happened in the news and crazy things happen in the world, I guess we should say.
I guess it's crazy all over. Well, I mean, where do you want to begin? We had a hostage situation here in
Columbus. Right down the street.
Valentine's Day at the Dirt Cheap.
Yeah.
I had my sister-in-law sent me a picture, like, it, you know, it was on the news in Alabama, just across the state line. People were tuning in to see what was going on.
Well, it was a hostage situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've heard of that happening around here.
I don't really know what would classify as a hostage situation.
I wonder if that's the truth.
Yeah, or
Or is that just a classification?
What happened at the fitness factory today?
I'm telling you, but what a day for it to happen on, buddy, because it's Valentine's Day. What do people really get riled up about?
We were talking about it in the car.
Yeah. Money,
ladies,
drugs. I'd say so.
One of the three things were happening in that parking lot today. Money.
It was probably before. It was probably a little something that happened before.
May have been a domestic situation.
A little miscommunication?
No. I don't know.
What have you, man? But there's been a lot of suicides lately, too.
Man, so many. And it takes all ages.
Yeah, the main two kind of on my mind, I mean, and they kind of come... Man, I hung out with this cat. I'm not going to call him out by name just out of respect, but down in South Mississippi.
Yeah.
Well, I guess middle, a little bit north of Jackson, but brilliant mind, dude. Like, as far as agricultural, he was a damn good farmer. And every time I would go down there, I'd make sure to stop by and see him. He was an older cat.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't the healthiest, and his house wasn't in the best of shape, but...
Yeah.
He didn't want for anything. Well, I guess he was lonely as shit.
Oh, yeah.
As it turned out. But that when I heard the news, I was kind of shocked because, like, I didn't know him to be depressed.
So it goes, man. It's ones you can't tell. Them's the ones you got to really worry about.
You don't even know to worry about them.
Kind of like what happened in Reform with that fella.
Yeah.
One never told it to see him. If you saw him, you know.
Yeah.
Now it's, now looking back at it, you'd be like, well, kind of makes sense.
I don't know. We kind of talked about it on the previous episode. So, I mean, it's probably like a broken record for some of you, but I don't think that it is a lack of dudes because it's predominantly males doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know too many girls that are committing suicide at the moment. Thankfully, I don't want anybody.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, nobody should.
But it isn't. I don't think it's because these guys don't feel like they have anybody to talk to. There is literally something missing that they feel that is
important.
Gone.
Yeah,
it's not lost. You can find something that's lost. It's gone.
Gone. Yeah. Now I wonder if people that do it, I wonder if they come up with a plan. Like, I'm going to do it on this day, this year, if this. You know, do you
plan that out?
Do you put a deadline on it like that? I don't know how it works. Honestly, I don't know how it works.
I've wanted to get so far. I kind of like the show being fresh.
Yeah.
And especially as the way that we've been doing the episodes, it's kind of good to be kind of right on the nose of things. But I would love to, like, have several episodes kind of recorded.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is, like, more on a YouTube thing, to where maybe we're doing sketches or other works outside, like, to whatever we can get to.
Yeah, wherever it goes.
And have those videos dropping 6 months down the road, a year down the road. You know what? Fuck it. I want to drop this 5 years from now.
Yeah.
And what if like you weren't even alive and then you were still subscribed to the channel and you got a notification and it was like, there he is.
There he is. He's back.
And you check all the reload shit. And I was like, I did set it up that way.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't the fact that I knew it was going. It was just that I was kind of real eccentric about some of my work.
Yeah.
To where I set it to release on the internet 10, 15 years down the road.
Well, that would be hilarious. I wonder how it would age.
Yeah, dude. Like, would life even be the same? It would almost be like someone, you know, what was those time capsules?
Time capsule, yeah.
Like digging up a time capsule. Like, you start, I guess, like, this is a sketch from 2023. If this doesn't make sense, welcome to the world that we used to have.
Yeah, well, welcome to the world we thought we had such high ambition.
Yeah. Maybe we could, I mean, that's a sketch and we're talking about the future and be like, how bad did we miss? And like, we're still alive and we watch it. It was like, man, we were on it.
Fucking spot on.
Well, sometimes you can go back and listen to some of our episodes and
they'll be like,
kind of creepy.
Cobb almost called the Super Bowl.
Cobb is called a lot of things.
Yeah, he almost called the Super Bowl, like spot on called the Super Bowl.
I tell you, like early days, like even before you were getting on.
Yeah.
Like when it was just still on my porch.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Cobb, I would have scraped it off the face of the earth. From the very beginning, dude, like he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have a bad episode with Cobb.
You can't. Yeah, honestly, cannot have a bad episode with him.
I think he could do a podcast by himself. I think he could do a YouTube channel by himself because, like, that dude knows and is interested in a lot of things, right?
Yeah, he is well versed in many things.
That's one of the guys, like, I'm really happy that just come on the show and, like, you don't have to tell him anything.
Yeah. Just come on with it. Nice.
He's listened to enough podcasts to
to
know what he's doing.
Let's go.
But I mean, he's a big part of like the format of this. I mean, and we've all kind of felt it. But especially, I mean, you on the show all the time. It's you don't really talk a whole awful lot about what's going to happen on it. You know?
No.
Let it just
fly. It just goes. Yeah, it just whatever it is, it just is. And I think that's
it's either okay or
it's nah.
And that's one thing that kind of scares me about those live episodes that we're about to start doing on the YouTube channel.
Oh man, that just means you got to be you got to be on. It's something this else. Shit.
It's something we got to be. We got to be ready for.
Yeah, something else you got to be on your shit about.
So, talk about things to be ready for. We were talking, this was something that come up, boys and girls, was somehow me and John was talking about earthquakes before we aired, and I know the seismologist, he predicted the earthquake in Turkey 3 days before it happened. A Dutch researcher predicted, this is from the Jerusalem Post, I don't know your thoughts on that, but a Dutch researcher predicted that an earthquake would hit the region, highlighting with almost exact precision the epicenter of the quake that would soon strike. I mean, down to the fault line, right? Dutch seismologist Frank Hugerbits, who works on the Solar System Geometry Survey in the Netherlands, predicted the earthquake in Turkey on February 3rd. On his Twitter, the Dutch researcher wrote, this is probably what you saw, sooner or later there will be a magnitude 7.5 earthquake in this region, south central Turkey, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. I mean, he literally pinpointed on a map to show you precisely where it was going to be. And after the prediction went viral, the earthquakes proceeded to happen on the 4th and 5th of January, or February.
Yeah.
So literally, boom.
Boom, right there. They said it was going to happen, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's seismology, man. It's so predictable because it starts happening. years before it happens. And
is this like Hollywood bullshit, or are you like being...
No, this is legitimate. It starts happening months before it actually starts happening. That's why it's so interesting.
So, like, what got you into that, like, wanting to follow a seismologist on Twitter? Like, how, you know?
Yeah, how you do that?
It's like, I didn't know I had a fellow seismologist here.
The guy I follow, his YouTube channel, they take him down all the time. It's Dutch Sense.
Is this the same?
Yeah, I think it's one of the same guys. I think they're part of the same team.
They're probably boys.
Yep, they probably know each other for sure. And
so with the Dutch being so good with earthquakes?
I think it's because they have to deal with so many of them because, you know, they're in the mountain range.
One thing about America, you know, that's crazy? Is the only natural disaster that you can't experience in our country is a monsoon or a tsunami.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can't have here.
I mean, we got Yellowstone. That could be that's a super volcano.
Yeah, and that's why I started following that guy, was because of Yellowstone.
The TV show?
No, fuck no.
Oh.
The Yellowstone. Yeah. Like Dunham Ranch or whatever the hell it's called.
My dumb ass.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, so yeah, the national park.
Yeah, I started following him because of that, and I didn't realize...
If I had a dunce cap, I'd put it on, but...
Hey, I started following this dude back in 2010, so I've been following him for years. I didn't realize how many earthquakes happen all over the world every day. You have like lines of them. You can see them going down
the
faults.
Dude, I'm just looking at these charts right now on the computer as you're talking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, there's probably earthquakes.
I'm looking at his Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing what you're talking about.
Yeah. That dude.
Hooker Beast, dog.
Yeah, that dude. He knows his stuff, man. He called the one in Haiti.
I know, like, we have had an earthquake, a very mild one in Kennedy.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a fault line in Alabama.
I think 10 years ago. And, dude, it was literally, like, forgive me, but it was like...
Yeah, shaky shake.
Right. So I had literally never experienced an earthquake.
Yeah.
It was down in Santiago, Chile.
Got to see a real earthquake?
Not only a real one, but I think I don't want to exaggerate this, so I'm just going to give a range. It was between a 5.7 and a 6.6. But I'm leaning at the medium. It was a 6.2 magnitude. We were upstairs in a seminary, and it started happening. And she was my fiance at the time. She was with us, and my buddy JC. And I remember it was a group of like 12 of us. We were college age, so like we were... Well, I was actually a little bit older because I started late, but the age group probably ranged from like 20 to 24. I was probably the oldest.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it was. And they were all freaking out because our leaders weren't with us. And I was like, get down the stairs, get outside. And they was like, what? And I was like, we're all from Alabama. I know none of us know what to do. Get down the stairs and get outside.
Yeah.
You know, and they're freaking out. And it's like, I was trying to explain, and I was like, if this building crumbles, it's best to be just outside in the yard. It's not like the earth is going to open up and swallow you. Let's get outside.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And if it does, you'll be able to see it coming.
Yeah. Or you'd hope so, but yeah. I feel like you'd have a better chance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, same thing with a tornado. You see one coming, if you have the opportunity, you're going to get in a ditch or get in the cellar, you know.
Get under something. Yeah. Get out of the way.
So,
get down yeah,
that
gully.
That was the first time in my life that I ever experienced one. And, dude, there is genuinely nothing freakier. And I've seen a volcano erupt.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that, too.
That's scary. Was it a big one?
No, it wasn't a big deal. It was in Guatemala. Mm. And I've seen down in a volcano, and I've seen the lava.
That's cool.
Or the magma, whatever the technical term is.
Yeah, I think it's magma.
And I've seen a volcano blow ash as I was... We were landing the airplane in Guatemala City. So, like, I've seen everything there is to see about a volcano.
National disaster.
I love them. I want to live around them. I'd live on the side of one.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know about the side, but maybe on the other side of the valley.
Yeah.
Like, they're fascinating to me. It's one of my favorite things in the world. Like, I like volcanoes and...
I want to be able to see it, but want to be safe.
Yeah, I like volcanoes, and I'd like to have a bird that could talk. I'd be pretty satisfied with that.
Get a fucking parrot, man.
I don't know about a parrot. Maybe a parakeet.
I don't know that you can make a parakeet talk.
Well, they say hello.
Oh, man, I want to have one that'll have a conversation with me.
Oh, you want, you'd be down for a parrot?
Fuck yeah, dude. I let the thing sit on my shoulder.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, if it, like, I don't want like a big fucking one.
Yeah, a big, huge one. Have him shitting all over the house.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm serious, man.
See, that's what I don't know. Like, no, I'm not with that shit. Dude, yeah, he's got a big ass beak. Feel like he could just like.
Yeah, and it's like if sleeping, he wanted to, just he crush could just. One of your nuts.
Not only that, he could just like reach down and just bite your ear off, or he could just get after your nose or pluck an eye out. I don't know. A part of me. I don't know if animals have souls, but I'm halfway convinced that cows and dogs and horses, like, you can look into the eyes of those animals and there's something there. I don't know about some of these other fuckers. Maybe a cat, I don't know.
Cats are evil.
I think cats are evil sons of bitches.
They'll shit in your shoe.
Yeah, very spiteful.
You know, man, we had that, we had the balloon incident happening.
Oh, boy. Have you got, what do you got to say about the balloon?
The balloon?
Yeah.
It belonged to China. It was relaying information to China real time, and guided.
Give me a little conspiracy here.
It was definitely a distraction from the earthquake and the,
why would they distract the American people from an earthquake over in Turkey?
Cause it's part of the we own part of that, don't we? It's in our allies, right?
You talking about some kind of pipeline or something?
I'm sure we got some interest over there.
You're talking about some kind of interest?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm sure we have interest in Turkey.
A little Fast and Furious.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure it was distracting from something. I'm not exactly sure what.
Well, since that one that was spotted in Montana, then wasn't shot down until it just made its pretty little way all across continental United States out to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and got shot down in the ocean.
Yeah.
I think there was egg on Biden or the Biden administration. To where they went on and shot down four more. They shot one over Alaska. They shot one over Lake Huron. They shot one over, as Jean Pierre would say, Karine Jean Pierre, or Speaker of the House. Or Speaker of the House. Speaker of the House is Kevin McCarthy. Speaker of the. What's the best way you like to describe Biden? Paper bag?
Chinese puppet.
Oh, yeah, he's someone's hands up his ass.
Oh, yeah.
I pray for the guy. I'm pulling for the guy. I want him to do well.
He is our president.
He's doing something.
He's doing a job.
He's something. Yeah, he's something else. But there was egg on his face about that thing not getting down like the, you know.
Well.
It didn't seem to matter what side of the aisle you were on. You wanted it to be shot down.
Yeah, you wanted it gone.
That's an act of war.
That is an act of war. I don't know why we're not got boots on the ground over there right now.
Because we're spread thin right now, bub. Remember the wonderful job he did in Afghanistan of evacuating and getting all that, I don't know, $91 billion worth of equipment? That was left behind, not to mention 13 soldiers left dead because it was a failed exit. Why didn't you bring that up on your State of the Union?
Because that wasn't happy smiley. We took down the Chinese balloons.
He didn't bring that up either.
Yeah.
Because that was egg on his face. There's nothing but egg on this guy's face. I can't name one thing that is better since he's been in office other than people wailing about Donald Trump. But some people still talk about him like he's got an apartment in their head.
Yeah. It's been 3 years, 4 years.
Not for those guys. I mean, I think they just wake up in like cold sweats.
Trump's coming back. He's coming back.
you're lost and you're feeling low. Troubled times like these, it's hard not to show. Silly things like speaking or laughing out loud all come at a price when you stand in a crowd. Too many times you've cried, missed the dish you smiled, and I miss how.
Train derailment. That's what I think the balloons are a distraction from.
That is a very serious thing.
Okay.
So, and an already short supply chain, and we got trains derailing.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete. Oh, he's on top of it. He's on top of something. This is from Cincinnati.com, The Inquirer. So, as you know, in East Palestine, Ohio, if you're unfamiliar with this story, by now, I guess you live under a rock.
That's me.
Okay.
So I'm surrounded by tinfoil.
What chemicals were, you know, let me go up a little bit. Let me tell you a little bit more about the story.
Yeah, give us a little insight, man. Because God knows we need insight.
Let me tell you. Okay, this was by Victoria Morwood at the Cincinnati Inquirer. Norfolk Southern Railroad submitted its remedial action plan on Monday, detailing its response to the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, and what its plans are to do next. In the plan submitted to the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, the company said it will install wells to monitor groundwater and sample oil in the Ohio village. Residents were allowed to return home last week after 50 trains, 10 of which hazardous materials, derailed in a fiery wreck on February 3rd, 10 days ago. 11 days ago.
I ain't heard nothing.
Oh, not national news, huh?
Not nowhere on
the
news.
Yeah, I've been keeping
news.
A counter on this. I think I'm still beating CNN here. Vinyl chloride, a gas contained in 5 of the cars, was released and burned to prevent explosion, causing toxic fume to be released in the area. The village will host a town hall about the derailment on Wednesday, already taking place by this article. Here's what we know about the situation right now. Where is East Palestine, Ohio? It's just 50 miles north of Pittsburgh.
Pennsylvania, guys.
Yeah.
steel capital of the world.
What caused a train derailment? A mechanical issue with a rail car axle caused a fiery derailment of about 50 freight cars, 10 of which had the chemicals. What is vinyl chloride? Vinyl chloride is a colorless gas used to make polyvinyl chloride. If you're familiar with plumbing, that's the hard plastic resin in plastic products like credit cards, car parts, PVC, pipes,
shit like that.
Highest levels of vinyl chloride are often found in or near factories and produce it. General population can be exposed to vinyl chloride through inhalation, and if a water supply is contaminated, which happened to be by the river.
I'm sure it was on purpose.
It can enter household air when water is used, according to National Cancer Institute.
Yeah, I'm sure it was on.
So, what we do know, the East Palestinian community, Ohio, they were told to leave, to evacuate. A lot of them did, a lot of them didn't. What I'm curious about is I would like to get a medical history, like, as of today, and then 2 years now from now, five years from now, 10 years from now.
See how many of them stay back and get cancer?
Not just cancer. I'm just curious about what would happen to them. Would they generate some kind of a asthma or maybe some kind of discoloration in the skin? I'm curious to see what... possibilities are really endless.
Yeah, endless.
To what might would happen to them.
I'm not really familiar with what that raw chemical would do to you.
All right, so what chemicals were on the train in Ohio? The rail cars contained vinyl chloride, butyl arculite, acrylate. I'm going to say butyl acrylate, ethyl hexyl acrylate, ethylene glycol monobutyl ether, and isobutylene. The United States Environmental Protection Agency, after I read all those big words, failed, said in a letter to Norfolk Southern on Friday, there was a controlled release of toxic chemicals that happened on February 6th at 3:30 p.m. The gas was slowly released into a trough that was then set on fire, creating a large plume, which anyone with a brain or probably is on Twitter has seen videos of. Was anyone injured? No. Not yet. But it's been killing the shit out of wildlife and fish and birds. Are these residents still evacuated? As of a 1 to 2 mile area radius, seems that they've returned.
Okay, well.
Anything else that you got questions about?
No, I'm just curious like you. I'm curious as to what happens 2 years from now. Where they are 2 years from now.
I think that's a very interesting take on it.
And why is there no news about it?
That's why they're talking about these possible UFOs and me waiting on these aliens to come.
Oh, yeah, they've shot down 6 possible UFOs or 4. Some shit. 4? Yeah, whoa. Why are they just now coming?
And did you see that they were about to release a partial, you're going to like this, listing of a Epstein list? A partial.
Yeah.
They'll probably give us somebody that's already dead. Weinstein or some shit.
Yeah, some fucking already, like 10 already dead motherfuckers. What good's that going to do?
We want justice with these, I don't want to call anybody by name, Tom Hanks.
I mean, he moved to where?
Greece.
Greece, yeah.
To avoid it because he was actually scared.
Yeah.
But I will say this, probably one of the most talented actors I've ever seen. Never seen a movie of his that I do not like. But I can separate the art from the artist. And if you like fucking little kids, I ain't got no love in my heart for you.
No art. I don't give a shit what you got. Your movies are good, but I'm not watching
them anymore. I will enjoy a little Forrest Gump. Yeah. A little Castaway.
Yeah.
But I am the captain now.
That take on Mr. Rogers,
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one. Well, yeah, I'm done with him after that. After all that, he ran to Greece, a country that won't extradite to the United States.
Yeah.
Huh. Why? Why'd you do that if you're not scared?
Kind of fishy, don't you think?
Yeah, why would you do that if you're not scared? And I'm so pissed. Man, this whole situation on the Epstein thing, everything is just... Things keep falling into place as to how they can keep putting it off, putting it off, putting it off.
But keep your head up. You know what? They'll keep dropping names off that list as they die naturally.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're all old, so... Old-eared.
Yes, they are. They're politicians.
Politicians.
They're in Hollywood.
Yeah. And I don't even know so much about Hollywood. I think they were there for other reasons. I think they were getting the baby's blood.
Ooh.
You know, Ellen DeGeneres came out and said she was getting the baby's blood. Years ago.
Her show, what happened to her show?
Oh, it's gone now, I think.
What did they say happened? Because she got canceled because she was mean to her staff?
Yeah, mean to her staff.
I wonder if all that kind of follows the trajectory if I was going to make some kind of a conspiracy about this.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, there was people I can't call anybody name.
They say don't meet your heroes, baby.
Yeah.
I'm saying she was a hero.
Yeah. Well, I met the lead singer of Corrosion of Conformity and Dope. That guy was an asshole.
Not a good time.
Not a good time.
Won't you, okay, you said his name and what band. Where's he from?
I don't know.
Doxing the hell out of this guy. Oh, man, my God.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, that's awful. Maybe it's just a bad run in, you know?
I was hammered.
Yeah, probably definitely. He's probably like this annoying son of a bitch.
This fucking drunk asshole, what do you want?
I feel like that, dude. I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been that guy a few times.
Oh, I know I've been that guy. There was a few that guys last night in Jackson.
Just went a little too hard, you know.
And it was Monday night. I remember when Columbus used to have a nightlife on Monday.
Yeah.
I think we were just younger. It all goes back to just getting old, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so old. Yeah.
So one thing that we need to do is, you know, one thing about trying to cultivate some kind of a nightlife and going out, it gives you a little something to talk about, to make it personal, to make it real, to kind of relate. But I think... maybe we should just stop doing that and we'll just start planning trips and like, hey, we took a trip over to Atlanta and we went to the aquarium and then like we got a video for the Patreon and then we got content for the podcast to open up about.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Just making the silliest ass jokes, you know, while you're just passing through. I would literally sit in that big ass whale room all day and just marvel at how big that son of a bitch is. You ever been in that motherfucker?
Uh-uh.
He's a big son of a bitch now.
I haven't. I'd like to.
I'll tell you that. Dude, you got anything else?
No, I guess we can walk it on out the door, you know. The Chinese balloon floated us away.
What a show.
What a show.
Manscaped.com, Porch Talk, promo code 20% off your total order purchase. John, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Later, dude. Didn't even think to try to get a hold of myself. Get a hold of myself. Shouldn't it be obvious? Couldn't even say goodbye. I tripping over myself. Tell me what's new.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.